the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD, a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live the optimal life you want to live. You get a second chance. You get a do-over. That's the name of the new book that's coming out in February 24th. But in the meantime, we're going to tell you the best medical news of the week and the year. So this year, my guess on the best medical story for 2015, we discussed in the last hour, the first hour of the 1-3-15 show. So if you want to get that, you can archive at 1-3-15. Look for the best show, the best stories of the year. But it is the 1-3-15 first hour of the show. It appears on the RadioMD.com website under You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the archives, all the way back to 2001. I think we have 14 years or 13 years of shows archived every year. But this one, the best story, I think, related to your microbiome. Red meat, yolks, sugar, and sugar substitutes cause your bacteria to change. Just 4 ounces of red meat a week cause your bacteria to change to produce butyrobetaine or trimethylamine, which your liver converts to trimethylamine oxide, causing you to have high blood pressure because of kidney failure. It produces kidney failure, but it also produces inflammation in your arteries and in your immune system, leading to heart disease, stroke, as well as the kidney failure, as well as leading to cancer. And so this is, I think, in avoiding the red meat, we now know why we have to avoid red meat. Pork is a red meat. It's 6 ounces of red meat. Just one yolk a week does it. And it's a slow death. Obviously, it's not rapid, but it does cause this inflammation over time. That's what I think is the best medical news story of the week. Coming up at 17 after the hour, Gary Ginsberg. Four wonderful stories, if we get to them, about what's toxic and what's not. One of the things that isn't toxic is, in fact, artificial wetlands to prevent algal blooms. We're going to talk to him because we're talking about algal blooms and the toxicity they cause. Very serious neurotoxicity, maybe leading to some of our chronic changes, maybe leading, in fact, to things like neurologic disorders that lead to, if we have that algal bloom water during pregnancy, maybe leading to autism and some other diseases. But in any case, artificial wetlands that prevent it, that's what's not toxic. We're also going to talk to him about the allergy gender gap, why allergies are greater in women. And we're going to talk to him about estrogens early in life and what they do to puberty. And if you will, there's one more wonderful story. That is the what's toxic about your pizza. And it's not the pizza that's most toxic. It's actually something in the box. But we're going to talk to him about how to avoid those. Now, Bridget, in this first last segment, in the last few minutes we have, you have a favorite story about processed foods and how much we've been eating of them this week.
Processed foods, yes. Specifically, prepackaged cakes, cookies, pies, donuts, pastries, which have been Americans' favorite foods based on the United States diet. The top sources of calories are cakes, cookies, quick bread, pastries, and pies. But a new study came out that showed that people are eating less ready-to-eat grain-based desserts, and those have actually decreased from 2005 to 2012 by 24%, which is great news. The only bad news is that they also looked at the food industry and if they were making any progress on producing healthier types of these foods, and they have not made any improvements thus far. So hopefully with the decrease, it will be a demand-driven type of thing where the companies will have pressure to make more improvements to increase sales since people are eating less grain-based desserts.
Now, how much less are they eating? How great is the decrement? I mean, in other words, one of the things that in the first hour, and people can get the first hour archived at radiomd.com, as I said, in the first hour you told us that McDonald's had 13 months, I think, of declining sales year over year, and that that's causing them to change to healthier foods and to look to beef and things that are and chicken that has no antibiotics to get some of the toxins and the preservatives that aren't needed out. But you told it was 4 or 5% year over year is causing that. Obviously, that's a big change for such a big firm as McDonald's. What is the change in the processed baked goods?
I'm not sure because it just said that it had decreased by 24%, but I didn't read how they measured that. So
24% is huge.
Yeah, it is huge, especially when you look at the fact that with them being the number one source of calories, it only makes up for 7.2% of total calories, but that's the number one source of people's
diet.
Maybe
that's why Tasty Cakes and that, what was that bakery that went out of business last year? You know, the big one that makes Tasty Cakes and makes something else that was also a killer. Should be this fig bar that I talked about in the first hour. This fig that was five of the first five ingredients were sugar. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So they should go out of. But anyway, so I should tell you my favorite story of the week, only because it's misleading, and that was the one where it said that 65%. Of cancers are due to bad luck. No, what that meant was that 65% of cancers have a genetic basis relating to stem cell duplication. Well, all cancers relate to stem cell duplication, but this related to the number of times the stem cells had to duplicate. But why did they have to duplicate? Is it because, for example, in your lung, why your stem cells duplicate is because you've got inflammation from tobacco smoke. So obviously you're causing more duplication because the stem cells come in to repair the injured area. And because they duplicate a lot because you've got an injured area because of the tobacco. So I don't think that's a bad luck. That's you're causing the bad luck by making your stem cells duplicate. The second part they didn't look at and they didn't comment on, well, actually they did comment. They said that a lot of environmental things could propagate it, but it gets misquoted on the news media. The second thing is that it is your choices that add to the bedrock in, you've got the abnormal cell, but what causes it to duplicate rapidly is a lot of things such as sugar and the decrease of your inflammatory, the decrease of your immune fighting cells due to inflammation. So they were very careful in the article. When you read the article, they were very careful to say that, in fact, environment could cause the duplications, cause you to have more duplications, and environment could, in fact, cause them to, in fact, get bigger and more nasty cancers. We know that, in fact, because prostate cancer is made much worse by sugar in your food. It makes it a much more malignant cancer. When we come back, the incredible Gary Ginsberg with What's Toxic and What's Not on the You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well. Now we've got a few more seconds to say at this beginning of the year show, we should thank Gary Ginsberg for enlightening us so much because it's my favorite segment of the show. Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not?
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalife Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalife Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalife Oasis product and all the great Prevalife products at Prevalife.com, Prevalef.com, to stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalife.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.